Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Mr. Trump's transition to the White House were lawful. Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal agents, and he has agreed to cooperate with investigations examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Mr. Trump has commented for the first time since Mr. Flynn entered the guilty plea, and Mr. Trump said there was absolutely no collusion. President Trump also has praised the U.S. Senate's passage of a Republican Party tax overhaul bill.
We passed the largest tax cuts in the history of our country and many other things along with it. Tremendous tax reform, but it was the biggest package in terms of tax cuts ever passed in our country.
Republicans say that the $1.5 trillion tax reform bill will grow the U.S. economy. Democrats disagree, saying these sorts of bills usually leave most Americans in worse financial shape. A few more hurdles must be overcome before a final tax package can become law. The Senate and House of Representatives versions must be reconciled before President Trump can sign them. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's president in Cairo ahead of today's counter-extremism conference, focusing on West Africa. During the meeting, Secretary Mattis offered condolences for the recent terror attacks on a mosque in the Sinai. Cairo was the first stop on a four-nation tour. Mattis is in Jordan as well as Kuwait and Pakistan. This is VOA News. An airlift underway to repatriate some 15,000 African migrants who are being held in abusive detention conditions in Libya. International Organization for Migration says it expects to complete the operation before the end of the year. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the IOM in Geneva.
The repatriation operation was triggered by recent reports of rampant migrant abuse in Libya, including slave auctions by criminal gangs. The IOM has begun scaling up its voluntary humanitarian return program in the wake of an African Union-European Union initiative to tackle the problem. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says migrants signing up for the program are desperate to return home.
A senior colleague of ours was in a detention center with some senior EU delegations. There were about 1,000 people crammed into the space, pleading, begging, shouting to be taken home.
Doyle tells VOA the migrants to be flown home are in government-administered detention centers in and around Tripoli. He says they account for only a small portion of the migrants being detained throughout Libya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the so-called Global Compact on Migration. In 2016, the 193 members of the UN General Assembly unanimously adopted the political declaration pledging to uphold the rights of refugees, help them resettle, and get education and jobs. The U.S. says it does not align with U.S. policy. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has announced a 22-member cabinet made up entirely of ruling party members, including two senior army officials. Legal experts say the new president might have made his first misstep in office. Lovemore Maduku, a law professor at the University of Zimbabwe, tells VOA, despite a promise to reach out to the opposition, President Mnangagwa only appointed loyalists.
The constitution is very clear. You have a maximum of five people that are not from parliament. But as long as a person is a minister and they will draw salary from the public purse, they are appointed by the president, that person must be from parliament. Now we've seen that there are eight or ten and so forth. What is more disturbing is why that would be done, because the provision is very clear. It has never been breached before.
Mnangagwa became president recently when long-serving President Robert Mugabe was forced to resign. Mnangagwa will be filling out Mugabe's term, which ends next year. He has not indicated whether he will run for a full term as president. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, and this is the English to Africa service of the VOA in Washington. This is Music to the Max. My Maxwell Mix is 55 minutes of awesome, carefully curated pan-African music, music news, and exclusive artist interviews. You're part of the show, too. Your posts, your DMs, tweets, texts, and song requests, all that adds lots of flavor and punch to the mix. Today's playlist comes from 9 different African countries. The showstopper is a nice long chat with Baba Mal. Our Kenyan reporter Bill Odidi was in Dakar recently. Baba talks to him about his music festival, Blues by the River, and his most recent album, Traveler. 2 female Ghanaian gals gets our Song of the Week spot. Find out who they are and hear their awesome new single at 15 minutes past the hour. Kwame Ofori joins me for that. Music news. Songlines magazine announced its top 10 pick of the best world music albums in 2017. Hey! 3 of them are African. La Dilikan by Mali U.S. group Trio de Cali. Tribute to Njuga Jang by Orchestra Baobab of Senegal. And Mogoya by Oumou Sangaré, another wonderful Malian talent. Congrats. Félicitations. So, let's hit this mix, babies. Kicking off, here is the multi-award-winning South African singer-songwriter and producer Thandiswa Mazwai. In the liner notes of her album, Ibokwe, she writes of this song, Izilo. It's a song about a recurring dream I keep having where lions are hunting me. Thank you. PYMs, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa, and we just heard Tandiswa Mazwai with Izilo. Bonga Kwenda, better known as simply Bonga, is a singer-songwriter from Angola. He's known for his raspy voice and use of street talk in his lyrics. He mixes Portuguese and Kimbundu. Here's Kambua. Little dog, don't cry. You're suffering. But the big dog's living well.
Ai, Kambua, não chora, sou bobi. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, sou bobi. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. O cão da Nguimbi foi convocado. Ele come muito, nós é que não lhe damos. O cão da Nguimbi convocado. Ele come muito, nós é que não lhe damos. Ah. Ai, Kambua, não chora, sou bobi. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, sou bobi. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. É no Museque, com muito barulho, Kambua vira lixo no meio do entulho. É no Museque, com muito barulho, Kambua vira lixo no meio do entulho. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi. Só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Passante na rua, até que tarde, na perseguição, Kambua e veio lhe salvar. Passante na rua, até que tarde, na perseguição, Kambua e veio lhe salvar. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. O cão do quem, muito mimado, e come bem, olha, é bem tratado. O cão de quem, muito mimado, e come bem, é bem tratado. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Perto daí, Kambua sovado, roubo o piteu, foi apanhado. Perto daí, Kambua sovado, roubo o piteu, aí foi apanhado. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Patrão vazou os cães encontrados naquela rusga no bairro Zangado. Patrão vazou os cães encontrados naquela rusga no bairro Zangado. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer. Ai, Kambua, não chora, só o bobi, só vale quem tem, Kambua, estás a sofrer.
Wow, that was Bonga from Angola singing Kambua. Hey, Ems, this is Maxwell Heather. Let's slow it down and listen to one of my favorite tracks from La Délicante. That's one of Songline magazine's top 10 albums of 2017 I mentioned. It's a stunning collaboration between Trio Dakali, three griots of the highest caliber in Mali, and Kronos Quartet, an American string quartet from San Francisco. Tita, sung by the celebrated griot Awa Jabate, is a new rendition of an ancient love song from Western Mali. It has a universal theme, love, and the specific message is
love can be a very painful thing.
Good People. That was Tita by Trio de Cali and Kronos Quartet, a Mali-U.S. collaboration in creative classical music traditions. I'm Heather. Next up, new urban singles from Cameroon and Sierra Leone, followed by a classic Ijo song from 1980s Nigeria. But first this.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, Ems, one thing, if you do tune in online or live stream, please remember that the show now begins 5 minutes after the top of the hour. So that's 9:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 hours. The first 5 minutes of every MTIA show is now reserved for breaking news from around the world.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Maxwell here. I am Koppo, a Cameroon hip-hop singer in Central Africa. Kamfanglais is the base of my music, which is a mixture of our local languages and those inherited from colonization. I present to you my new track, After Gromology, that you have listened to, entitled Un Enfant, a collaboration with my young brother Esthetic Béa from Cameroon, a song about our love for our sister, girlfriend and wife that have children before joining us for life. Enjoy!
C'est mon problème, qu'elle ait fait ci ou ça. C'est mon problème, quoi te faire? Où est ton problème, Wanda je crie sur toi. C'est quoi ton problème, même si elle a un enfant, pas de l'enfant, même si elle a trois enfants, je vais que l'épouser. Si elle a un enfant, pas de l'enfant, même si elle a trois enfants. Partout on parle de toi, oh, yeah. On dit que t'as fait ci, on dit que t'as fait ça. Ah, yeah. Partout on croit les gars me la peau. Mon ami, tu cherches quoi derrière une femme de trois enfants, yeah. Yeah. Mais c'est qu'ils oublient. Entre les corps, c'est là, entre les corps, c'est là. Ne mets jamais ton doigt, sinon tu vas caler. Yeah. Mais c'est qu'ils oublient. C'est là, ne mets jamais ton doigt, sinon tu vas caler. Assez, c'est mon problème, quel est fait si ou ça. C'est mon problème, quoi te faire. Mais ton problème, Wanda j'écris sur toi. C'est pas ton problème, même si elle a un enfant.
Chacun de ces mounas est un record. Je l'ai ya et le feu sort encore. Son dolo a zappé le suspense. Elle est fertile, mature et sense. Ce n'est pas une ado tinguing mince. Elle est inspirée si je coince. Mais qui te baille, papa, papa. Toi qui surveilles Manjumba. Manjumba. Que tu la sors ici là-bas. Papa, c'est quand même ton pas là-bas. Moi je l'ai trouvé, j'ai approuvé. Elle a prouvé qu'elle a prouvé. Tous ses bébés sauvés, lovés. Elle est ma baby lova.
C'est mon problème, mon problème. Quel est le style ça? C'est mon problème, mon problème. Quoi te faire? C'est mon problème, ton problème. Je m'engage, je crie sur toi. C'est pas ton problème. Même si elle a un enfant, pas de l'enfant. Même si elle a trois enfants, je vais te l'épouser. Même si elle a un enfant, pas de l'enfant. Même si elle a trois enfants, je vais te l'épouser.
Les macaires et les jaguets sur la terre du Camer. J'ai déclaré ouvert, ma chère, l'univers de ton mariage. Parce que le mariage, c'est pas l'enfantillage pour les vierges.
Si elle a un enfant, l'enfant, je voudrais que l'épouser. Si elle a un enfant,
was Esthétique Béa featuring Kopo from Cameroon with Un Enfant. Kopo himself introduced that song with a nice greeting to me, Maxwell Heather, and to all of you, millions of marvelous music time, Mama Africa, Mama loving M's. Here's a song request that Amadou Wuri Bari messaged me. Hello, Music Time in Africa. I want you to play African Woman, done by Famous of Sierra Leone, for my wonderful mother who lives in Freetown. Here you go, Amadou, for you and your wonderful mother. Hi, Mom.
African woman, big waist. She's a bit of the calé. Anytime she match up the place, when she roll her waistline, all man they call it. African woman, big waist. Anytime she match up the place when she got a waistline, yeah, all man is paying attention. Artist, so just salute,
salute.
They want make me bend to kaput. They want make her tell and the truth. Only yes, she know they take no for an answer. Yeah. She's so fearless, brave, bold and courageous. She know they afraid nothing, let the mommy na power.
No,
a million million girls so to satisfy me.
One can show and one tell and one blow. This is J.W. Amble, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
It's time for that classic Ijaw song. A Mr. Franklin M. Parm inspired me to research this one. He texted me the following message on WhatsApp from Nigeria. I listen to Music Time in Africa every Friday at about 2100 hours GMT and on Saturdays and Sundays. I like the program, though you have never aired any music of my tribe over that radio station. So I hope you will search for music from the Ijaw tribe in the south-south of Nigeria. Unlike African Beat, which, peeps, by the way, is my colleague David Vandy's music radio program that broadcasts Monday through Friday right here on VOA. You play, he continues, traditional African music. So make your research and maybe tour my region in Nigeria to hunt for traditional Ijaw folk songs played by local instruments. I've been listening to VOA since 1965. Wow, that is amazing, Franklin. Well, I did my research a little bit. And here is the legendary Ijaw music icon, the late King Robert Ibizimor, with Ye Tarere.
right. Hello, my MZs. This is Dr. Max, and that was King Robert Ebizimor from South South Nigeria, selected especially for Mr. Franklin M. Parm, that devoted Music Time and VOA listener since 1965. Okay, I've got two more quick shout-outs from among you loving listeners, and then we go straight to the showstopper of the day, Bill O'Didi's exclusive interview with Baba Mal. Sir Prince on WhatsApp says, "Greetings, Voice of America. You're doing great. This is Sir Prince, musician. Bless you all. Bye." Ojimba Davies says, "Hi, Heather. Please give a shout-out to VOA's 24/7 rebroadcast station in Monrovia, Buffalo VOA 94.1 FM, and your listeners in Liberia." Hey, everybody in Liberia. Hello. Okay, now is the time for the showstopper, Baba Mal. Bill O'Didi brings us this exclusive interview with the world-renowned Senegalese singer-guitarist. Tell us about it, Bill.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather. Greetings from Nairobi, and I've just returned from a trip to Dakar in Senegal, where I met one of Africa's most influential musicians, Baba Mal.
Sun bright until light. Sun bright until light. Someday, I might run away and go.
My conversation with Baba Mal began with him telling me about his motivation for starting his own music festival, which is known as Blues by the River.
You know, I was traveling all over the world for the last 20 years, playing music everywhere, but especially on festivals. And I was wondering why here on the continent we can't have really, really big festivals like that, where people will come to see our culture, meet our people, but at the same time also discover that the industry of music is growing up in Africa, especially from Senegal. And this year we have Mumford & Sons here, which is a really, really good group from the UK who is coming. We have a lot of people from the business of music and journalists in general who's going to come to be there to discover more and more about this festival.
There's always a big debate about people like you, big African musicians, working with pop musicians from the West and still retaining your identity.
It's not easy to do, but we have to do it. We have to convince the people that when we go into sharing the stage or writing a song or to go into do recording into a studio, you are from Africa, they are from another part of the world. Everyone have to come on with his own identity, and our identity like Africans is really, really strong. And thank God what people are looking into our music, I think, and sometimes it's much more important than people are offering us, because everything else you have already heard in the rest of the world. But at the same time, working with these people is an opportunity to open the door for the one who are behind you. People will try to understand what's behind Baba Mal, what's behind Salif Keita, what's behind Youssou N'Dour. And maybe that's the young artists who are from him, who are just looking for new opportunities.
There is a Dakar moon hanging in a Dakar sky. It's my new friend Ray. She's got night train. Take the children out your bones. Go turn on more hair coats. Wrap down everything I own.
Right, we are in Dakar, Senegal. I'm Bill O'Didi speaking to Baba Mal. Let's speak about your new album, which is called Traveller. And you took quite a bit of time between, I think, television and Traveller. It was maybe 6-7 years. Well, why did it take that long to make this album?
It's not only the music, which is what you are doing. I was working with the UNAIDS in some programs. I was working with Oxfam International, because we have many things to talk about and all to do to get the people back to their dignity here, you know, when they face poverty and a lot of things. But at the same time, you have to play your music. So you have to balance all of that with your music. This is why it took time, but I'm still here.
That title, what is the message that you're conveying when you call it?
Three messages. One is I'm a nomadic person. I love to travel because I think traveling is the best lesson of life. When you travel, you own your eyes, your brain, everything. No one can stop you learning, watching, and seeing, and just to see where life is heading. At the same time, traveler, because I was sure that traveling before was really nice. But now traveling is becoming very difficult. People move away because of the problems. People move away because they don't have anything at home. And it's a new home, so they go away with their children, with their wives, with their families. And it's very difficult to educate the people like that because they're not attached to one particular part in the world. But we can fix that. If people talk to the leaders and they fix all these problems in the world, we maybe will come back into peace, and then people will start to enjoy where they're living. So I talk about this kind of traveling also, which I miss.
Baba Mal, could you finally choose for us one song from the new album that we can play?
Choose Traveler.
Voice of Baba Mal with the title track of his latest album, Traveler. And earlier you had him explain the message behind that album when I spoke to him in Dakar recently. They have a word for hospitality in Wolof, which is Taranga. And we've enjoyed plenty of that while in Dakar. I'm Bill Udidi, and now I hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Bill.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right, hello my MZs. Our Song of the Week is coming up, featuring a first-time duo by two great Ghanaian songstresses. Kwame Ofori joins me for that. But first, Fally Ipupa sings Kiname, featuring Buba.
Paris n'a plus la nuit, on fait bouger la capitale. Avant de musique africaine, on reste original. J'ai des filles sexy assises à ma table. Ce soir, on s'en jaille.
Décalé Afghanistan, je frappe. Respecte-moi, c'est pas une affaire de rap. J'irai pas quelqu'un si je roule en Lada. Si t'as pas de ta Walluna, t'as quitté là-bas. Il faudra tout avaler, ça va aller. Piraterie ne s'arrêtera jamais. Ballon la tête, pas la meilleure est partie, mais la plus efficace. Paris, je t'aime, Zlatan est parti quand même. J'ai pas eu ma dédicace. Ballon la tête, pas la meilleure est partie, mais la plus efficace. Paris, je t'aime, Zlatan est parti quand même. pas eu ma dédicace.
On est là pour faire danser tout pana, tout pana. Y'a des femmes du champagne ici, c'est pana, c'est pana. On est venu faire danser tout pana, tout pana. On est parti pour toute la night. Ouh, mama, yeah. Hassan.
Pas la meilleure partie, mais la plus efficace. Paris, je t'aime, Zlatan est parti quand même. J'ai pas eu ma dédicace. Pas dans la tête, pas la meilleure partie, mais la plus efficace. Paris, je t'aime, Zlatan est parti quand même. J'ai pas eu ma dédicace.
On est là pour faire danser tout pana, tout pana. Y'a des femmes du champagne ici, c'est pana, c'est pana.
And this is the song of the week.
All right, here in studio with me to present the song of the week is Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm good, as usual.
Yeah.
This week's song of the week is Free by Adoma, who is a Ghanaian-based singer, featuring Efia, who's also Ghanaian-based, to powerhouses, vocal powerhouses, and these are people that we love.
Yes,
at Music Time
yes,
in
yes,
Africa.
Yes, yes,
yes.
They've both been interviewed and featured artists on my show.
Yes.
From Ghana.
Yes. For Adoma, I remember you interviewed her with me.
Yes.
And then for Efia,
Eugene Salor Mwusu.
Yeah.
He interviewed her and sent that to me.
Oh, yeah. Your correspondent in Ghana.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I love them both. Mm-hmm. And it's thrilling to hear them together. This song is really cool. Very urban. Mm-hmm. I don't hear too much African stuff in there.
Yep. But the latter part of the song, though,
yes,
has this African rhythm.
Yes.
She says, Neko, Neba.
Yeah, what is that?
It's an Adoa rhythm. Like, it goes and it comes. So then when people hear that, they feel the Adoa.
I love that
it's
dance.
It's just an Adoa rhythm.
You know, I used to dance that when I was at the University
people
of Ghana.
Our lady here is as Ghanaian as they come. Don't mind her voice, her accent, her face. She's Ghanaian. Just accept it.
I love that dance. That was a good one. And Agbajatu.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, let's get to the song.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's listen to this.
EFYA Duma Yenka. Set your mind free, my brother. And set your mind free, my sister. Be who you want to be today, cause no time day again. Hey, let people know you're real, brother. The time to win has come, brother. Cause I consciously set it up and pay. Precisely, I'm provoking thee, telling you, my friend, that you should set it free. Don't let it be, cause the enemies, they be watching you, boy, they be watching me. Hey! My allergy, we need that synergy. No time for lethargy. Feeling, I'm feeling.
All right. Wow. Awesome. That was Free, our song of the week by
Effia and Adoma. Adoma featuring Effia. And this is the first time both of them have come together to release a record.
So, nice.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Well, that's our
song of the week.
Yeah.
It's music time in Africa.
So, this is the last tune for today, Ems. Umu Sangare sings Kamalenba. Oh, those city boy players. Umu Sangare closing us out this edition of Music Time in Africa with Kamalenba. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to Baba Mal and to Bill Odidi, and also to Kopo from Cameroon, and to contributing M's Amadou Wuri Bari, Franklin M. Parm, Sir Prince, and Ojimba Davies of Buffalo VOA 94.1 FM Monrovia. My WhatsApp number is +1 202 203 4118. My email, musictime@voanews.com. Twitter, @musictimeAfrica. Hit me up on any of these platforms, peeps, or on Facebook, and message me or send a voicemail, and I might include you in a future show. Reminder, every week, the Music Time Hour begins with 5 minutes of breaking news. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 UTC. We're We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa, and stay beautiful.